This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, but not such a great day, not such a great week, says columnist Max Boot, for Hollywood, in terms particularly of their relationship with the totalitarian regime in communist China. You may have heard that they are counting on tremendous box office returns for their latest film in the Fast and Furious series, which hasn't opened here yet, but has just opened in China. And this got into a huge controversy that we talked about last week. We actually played you in Mandarin, John Cena, a former professional wrestler who's one of the stars of the film, actually speaking in Mandarin and apologizing to China. And for what? And how does this illustrate a genuine tendency and general tendency on the part of the Hollywood moguls to put possible box office returns over any sort of worldwide stand against a regime that is profoundly evil? Max Boot is a historian. He's a best-selling author and a foreign policy analyst who has been called one of the world's leading authorities on armed conflict by the International Institute for Strategic Studies. He is a Jean J. Kirkpatrick Senior Fellow for National Security Studies at Council on Foreign Relations and a very regular columnist for the Washington Post. Max, what's is it about the kowtowing to China? And I know that's a Chinese historically loaded word, but that's what's going on. What is it about the kowtowing to China that is so dangerous?
Well, it's just a bad situation, Michael, when you have this regime which is trampling all over human rights. And let's remember that our own State Department has said that China is committing genocide against the Uyghurs. They're oppressing the people of Hong Kong, and of course they're oppressing all the people of mainland China as well. So, you know, it's a pretty abhorrent regime, and therefore it's pretty abhorrent, at least to me, that all of these Hollywood movers and shakers are desperately trying to please Beijing in a way that they would never do with, you know, our own government, but they're submitting to Chinese censorship and, you know, really letting China dictate what they say and what they put into their movies. And, you know, this incident with John Cena last week is, you know, is just one example of many where he's, you know, this supposed tough guy wrestler is, you know, groveling and pleading and apologizing like crazy just because he happened to refer to Taiwan as a country, which is a perfectly normal and also correct thing to say, because Taiwan actually is a country. It's just that the Chinese communist regime denies that and claims that Taiwan is a renegade province. So, of course, Cena was petrified that, you know, the latest Fast and Furious movie would be banned from China if he didn't grovel. And, of course, he proceeded to grovel. But this is, you know, very much the way that Hollywood interacts with the Chinese regime, which, you know, it's really a disgrace for an industry that is supposed to exemplify American values.
Well, I think it's been a while since the entertainment industry has fully exemplified American values, and I think you'd agree with that. But one of the things that you point out in your column, of course, is that there is a haunting historical parallel to that, because back in the 1930s, the second largest movie market in the world was Germany. And the Hollywood moguls, despite the fact that a preponderance of them back in the 1930s were Jewish, didn't want to do anything to offend the Nazi regime, which is hence no films, no projects, nothing exposing what was actually going on in Germany. And you're right, there's been almost a deafening silence from the entertainment industry in terms of any of the struggles in Hong Kong or struggle of Taiwan to survive, or Tibet, not since 7 years in Tibet, which was, what, 20 years ago? Have they done anything? Done anything about the to highlight this oppression? Right. Wouldn't you think they would?
Well, you think that they would. You think they would have learned something from the experience of the 1930s, which is certainly not a precedent that anybody could be proud of, because for 6 years after Hitler came to power, the movies theaters refused to make any movies that criticized the Nazis in any way. And in fact, they even worked with the German Consul General in L.A. to cut scenes, to censor themselves, because they were so terrified that if they put something into a movie that the Nazis didn't like, that they would get kicked out of the German market. I mean, this is the Nazis we're talking about here. So you would think that they would have learned something about the dangers of making these kinds of deals with evil regimes, but they clearly have not learned very much. And I think, you know, Judd Apatow, who's made so many wonderful movies, is one of the few in Hollywood who's really had the courage to speak out. And he did an MSNBC interview last year where he said, instead of doing business with China and that leading to China being more free, what has happened is that China has bought our silence with their money. And I think that's exactly right. That's exactly what's happened. And all these Hollywood moguls who claim to be great progressives and champions of social justice, they ought to be ashamed of themselves, because they are making common cause with one of the worst human rights violators on the planet.
What about some of the other big media companies? If it turns out that the Biden administration has now authorized an investigation as to whether COVID-19 came from some kind of lab leak in Wuhan, do you think that the Chinese, if it turns out that the preponderance of evidence shows that that is the case, that the Chinese will try to pressure media sources to downplay it?
Well, there's no question. I mean, they're certainly already trying to cover up the origins of the pandemic, and that's why there are so many question marks, because China has not been granting full access to outside investigators to try to figure out where it came from, and certainly they will continue that clampdown. But, you know, whatever happens, and even if this, you know, lab leak theory is proven, which I don't know that it will be, but even if it is, which would be, you know, a horrible chapter in Chinese history and a huge embarrassment, and worse to the Beijing regime, I think you're still not going to see anybody in Hollywood speaking out, because they're all so terrified that China has effectively blackmailed them into silence no matter what they do.
And one of the things that you remind people of, and there's so many examples of this, there's this new Tom Cruise Top Gun sequel coming out that apparently he was wearing a patch in one scene in the original version, where it showed that he had had some work with Taiwan, and that was forced to be removed. Is that verified?
Yeah, no, I don't think anybody's denied it. I think you can watch the new movie and compare the jacket from now compared to what it was in the original Top Gun movie in the 80s, and that's clearly happened. There's actually a fascinating report from PEN America, the writers' organization, which came out last year, which really documents how pervasive this is. And, you know, one of the most chilling examples was the movie World War Z, which came out in 2013. And, you know, in the book World War Z, the zombie plague originates in China, but they just took out all mention of that in the movie, because they didn't want to offend China. Or another example was in the Marvel movie Doctor Strange, where Doctor Strange's mentor in the comics is a Tibetan, but then they removed that and made it a Celt instead, because they didn't want to have a positive Tibetan character that would offend the Chinese censors. So it's, and those are just three examples of many that you can find in that Pan America report. I mean, it's just appalling and infuriating.
Normally you would think that progressives, if you are representing a Celt who is going to be replacing a Tibetan, that would be viewed as some kind of assault on Asian identity. People should check out this very important column. It's posted on our website at michaelmedved.com. The title of the column, Hollywood Just Can't Stop Groveling to China. A great work, continuing great work by the one and only Max Boot. We'll be right back on the Medved Show. first became aware of Josh Tolley as a very well-known commentator and writer who talked all about how to apply timeless values to the job of investing in business. And now he has an opportunity you need to know about.
Michael, first let me say it is a pleasure to be involved with your show and earn your endorsement. But you're right. People are worried. Politics, societal decay, market volatility, even how to transfer wealth to that next generation. Shift Capital can protect up to 25% of a family or business's wealth, offering tax-free, yes, really, tax-free compounding, no market tie-ins, 5-6% compounding dividend return, protected from creditors and with a 140-year track record. Before you invest, protect the money first. ShiftCapital.com, shyft-capital.com, or 1-800-289-7061.
Or you can find out further information at michaelmedved.com. To put it simply, materialism is the attempt to prove that human beings are merely meat in motion, and that we have no free will, that we have no souls, that morality and religion are simply evolutionary artifacts programmed by nature for survival, and that our very thoughts and ideas can be fully explained by our brain chemistry. Darwin's theory of evolution made scientific atheism credible by offering a scientific explanation on how human beings could be generated through a blind process of random variation and natural selection. At discovery.org/Medved, you can get a free mini book, free, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. It explores how three key concepts from Darwin undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get your free book at discovery.org/Medved. That's discovery.org/Medved.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Michael Medved show with controversy springing up about the idea of combining a constitution and the lyrics of the song, God Bless the USA, combining that with a Bible. I am sure the same kind of people who are very much objecting to that would be very alarmed at my book, God's Hand on America, which is really about why it is that so many of our leaders throughout our history and going right through the modern era, including very much Dr. Martin Luther King, felt that doing God's work in the world involved promoting the USA, that the USA had a role to play in a divine plan to uplift humanity. That's why I start every show with the greatest nation on God's green earth. And now we have the greatest deal offered at MedVet History Store. It's a book bundle. You get a hardcover, signed copy of God's Hand on America, Divine Providence in the Modern Era, together with an audiobook and an MP3 player to play it on. And it all comes to you at a greatly reduced price, available now at MedVetHistoryStore.com while supplies last. Go to MedVetHistoryStore.com and check out the book bundle for God's Hand on America. And I've mentioned this controversy that one of the things that is upsetting about the country right now is this tendency to make everything a fight. And supposedly a fight over principle and what the country is and what it means. And, of course, we've always had disagreements in the United States. But the idea that people should be offended by those who do perceive a godly hand in the creation of this amazing republic that has benefited us so much. The story from the Washington Post. Headline, New God Bless the USA Bible draws criticism, customers. Well, of course it'll draw customers, but why should it draw criticism? The article by Sarah Bailey says, a new Bible that includes the U.S. Constitution and the Pledge of Allegiance is generating controversy before it's even hit the market. The God Bless the USA Bible is expected to go on sale in September in time to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the September 11th terror attacks, according to a Nashville-based marketer who will distribute the book. It has prompted cries of blasphemy and concerns that the book will promote Christian nationalism, the idea that the United States is a Christian nation. The Bible will also include lyrics from singer Lee Greenwood's hit song, God Bless the USA, which topped pop charts after September 11, 2001. Using the historic King James version of the Bible, the God Bless the USA Bible has about 600 pre-orders for $49.99 each and will ship in September, said Hugh Kirkpatrick, who said he wanted to inspire unity in the country. What we're trying to do, he said, is to show children who aren't being taught about these things how these things came together, Kirkpatrick said. At the bottom line, it was just to let future generations know that this thing is America started on a biblical basis. The Bible and government documents have been often weaponized, writes the Washington Post, in important debates over U.S. history, said Arthur Butler, a professor at the University of Pennsylvania, with a new book entitled White Evangelical Racism. What do you think? Do you think that's a positive book about the white evangelical viewpoint? Even if he didn't mean it to be, this is one more flashpoint, says Professor Butler, trying to deal with the contentious points in America's history. Putting the Bible and the Constitution together in a book can present the texts as if they were both inspired by God, Butler said. Well, many of the constitutional founders believed they were inspired by God. And even Jefferson, who was the most skeptical, the least religiously minded of the founding fathers, when he actually saw what they were doing in Philadelphia, he said this must be an assembly of demigods. He saw the hand of providence in what was happening. Even though he was there, and he was in Paris at the time of the Constitutional Convention. In any event, the new Bible is a clear symbol of Christian nationalism, said Paul Miller, a professor at Georgetown University who is working on a forthcoming book on nationalism, Christianity, and American identity. Miller, said that expressions of Christian nationalism tend to emerge in churches on such holidays as Memorial Day and the 4th of July because they often conflate Christianity with U.S. patriotism. Churches will sometimes sing the Battle Hymn of the Republic, which includes the lyrics, in the beauty of the lilies, Christ was born across the sea with a glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. As he died to make men holy, let us die to make men free. His truth is marching on. As some American Christians equate the role of the American soldier with the role of Jesus on the cross, well, that's not what they're saying. They're saying his truth is marching on. And that it is certainly God's will to get rid of the hideous crime of slavery. It's more vocal and more self-aware of what it is and unapologetic, he said. And though it's unclear if Christian nationalism is on the rise. They also quote Andrew Chung, who is pastor of Washington Community Fellowship, who said he fears the New Bible is another example of the book being co-opted by a nationalistic view. We talk about things in the world and our nation, but not to make them more holy than Scripture. I think we can be grateful for our nation and the freedoms and the empowerment that's enshrined in our laws, Chung said. The New Bible is part of a long tradition of specialty Bibles, including the American Patriots Bible, published by Thomas Nelson Publishers, and publishers are constantly finding new ways to sell different versions that tap into people's identity, such as a Bible for teenagers. That one I don't know about. How do you do a Bible for teenagers? I mean, what would be different about it? Okay, there's another attempt at marketing and marketing controversy. And this is a hat shop in Nashville that was marketing by mail order little gold stars. They were stars of David that apparently you can put on your cap or you can put on your clothing that says non-vaccinated on it. Is that a good idea? Well, we'll tell you what happened with that brilliant inspiration and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Moderna is seeking full approval from the FDA for its COVID-19 vaccine. It's currently being used since it got emergency authorization. To be fully authorized, the FDA requires 6 months of data. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is standing by his opposition to an independent counsel to investigate the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol.
This is probably the most comprehensive Justice Department investigation in the history of the country going on right now. Multiple people have been arrested. Many will be prosecuted.
The Kentucky Republican talking with reporters in his home state. President Biden in Oklahoma to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the Tulsa Massacre. the Atlantic hurricane season officially underway as it's June 1st. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Medved Show. Yes, we have a free market system. It was one of the glories of the Republic, but that doesn't mean that marketing everything is always appropriate. For instance, there is news today, pieces all over about a new line of products that is being sold at Amazon, and it's t-shirts, face masks, and vinyl stickers that say on them, Blue Lives Murder. Law enforcement officers are calling for Amazon to remove items being sold out of its website that include the Blue Lives Murder slogan. They want them removed immediately. Brian Olsovsky of the Detectives Endowment Association wrote in a letter to Amazon's chief financial officer, and he's been joined by now a bunch of other police union officials and other law enforcement officials. He wrote, "It's disheartening that your company would allow this disgusting motto on your sales platform." And he's right. Would they allow Just try a little thought experiment here. And I don't think it's a good idea, and I'm not endorsing it, and please, I think it's hateful to do it either way. If they did a line of products that said Black Lives Murder, okay, it would be outrageous. And of course they would remove it, and they wouldn't be selling it on Amazon. And for them to do Blue Lives Murder, one of the points that Olsovsky makes, he says, to continue to hawk products emblazoned with his vile phrase puts the lives of police officers and all law enforcement nationwide at peril and risk. And there's a retired Las Vegas police officer named Randy Sutton who had this to say. He criticized Amazon's decision to continue selling the product, saying that CEO Jeff Bezos is so engaged in profit, or is he simply tone deaf to what is happening across America? And then he says, I know that Amazon is a huge company, and I understand
that a company does not have a soul. I get that. But companies are made up of people. And Jeff Bezos is a human being. He is a person. Sutton said during a Tuesday segment on Fox and Friends, he said, I believe somewhere in there is maybe someone that has humanity. What he's demonstrating here is either he is so engaged in profit or he is simply tone deaf to what's happening across America and the plight of American law enforcement officers who literally are being demonized and dehumanized by the left. Amen on that. And the fact that this kind of objection can make a difference, there's another story. This one out of Nashville, Tennessee. A Nashville, Tennessee hat store is facing backlash after announcing on social media that it was selling yellow patches similar to the Star of David with the words, not vaccinated, sparking widespread condemnation, a protest, and severed business ties. Iconic hat company Stetson announced over the weekend it will stop selling its merchandise at Hatworks, the company at the center of the controversy. Gurin Brothers, another prominent hat company, also announced that its distribution with Hatworks would end immediately. Quote, Stetson condemns anti-Semitism and discrimination of any kind, the company said in a statement, as a result of the offensive content and opinions shared by Hatworks in Nashville. Stetson and our distribution partners will cease the sale of all Stetson products. So it's going to cost them real money. The controversy over the Star of David patches comes after recent comments from Marjorie Taylor Greene, representative Republican from Georgia, who in a podcast compared Democrats requiring masks to be worn on the House floor to Jews being required to wear yellow stars during the Holocaust. The Instagram post advertising the badges has since been deleted by the company, but not after many people, including descendants of Holocaust victims, weighed in on the matter. Gigi Gaskins, who is listed as Hatworks' owner in public records, apologized over the weekend on Instagram for the merchandising resembling the badges the Nazis forced Jews to wear during the Holocaust. Protesters gathered outside the store on Saturday with a large sign that read, No Nazis in Nashville. Others saying that they didn't want the hats or the hate. The company's Instagram feed shows several posts expressing hostility and misinformation on vaccination, comparing wearing masks to government suppression of citizens. More than a dozen posts were marked by Instagram as false since November. Okay, look, there's a very big difference when you're dealing with a small distributor of novelty items like this and you're dealing with Amazon, obviously. But there's also ongoing controversy about the whole evidentiary train of COVID-19 coming out of a Chinese laboratory. Did it really? Well, actually, John Carl of ABC now makes an unusually candid, decent, and appropriate point of view that a lot of people should feel some embarrassment about this matter. Listen, this is clip one.
And yes, I think a lot of people have egg on their face. This was an idea that was first put forward by Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State, Donald Trump. And look, some things may be true even if Donald Trump said them. And there was, because Trump was saying so much else that was just out of control, and because he was, making a frankly racist appeal, talking about Kung Flu and the China virus, his notion that put forward that this may have, or he said flatly that this came from that lab, was widely dismissed. But actually, there's some real reason. We don't know, by the way. We still don't know. We absolutely don't know.
Okay, but we should. And it really shows a bit of a problem for American intelligence that we still don't know. One thing we do know, that actor and martial artist Steven Seagal has long been an admirer of President Vladimir Putin. He has now taken it a step further. A Reuters reports that the Just Russia Patriots for Truth announced in a video this weekend that Steven Seagal, who is now 69, who's held Russian citizenship for 5 years, had now received membership in the pro-Putin party. The party was created earlier this year when three pro-Putin leftist parties formed into one. Seagal called for a crackdown on businesses that harm the environment in his welcome speech. Without being able to arrest people, when we just find them, they are probably making more money of the production of the things that are defiling the environment, Seagal said. So this is the kind of trenchant political analysis for which Steven Seagal, of course, is famous, aside from his tremendous range as an actor. Reuters notes that the actor was granted Russian citizenship by Putin personally, who was a fan of martial arts. Seagal has worked as a representative of Russia in the past, being tasked with improving humanitarian ties with the U.S. in 2018. That went well. And representing Russia in Venezuela in early May, where everything is going well in Venezuela. We will be right back with a new poll that shows shocking ignorance that helps to explain some of what we've just been talking about. Coming up on the Medved Show.
Michael Medved, I love you, man. You're my favorite analyst. I listen to you all the time.
Michael Medved.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. From Discovery Institute, a special free mini book offer for Medved listeners. What did Charles Darwin's ideas mean for society at large? Do we have free will? Are human beings merely meat in motion? Ideas do have consequences, and Darwin's ideas made scientific atheism credible. Get the free mini book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas, at discovery.org/Medved. That's discovery.org/Medved. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Michael Medved show, I mentioned that one of the reasons that we do our podcast, which is available to all Medhead members, and it's called In Light of History. In each of the podcasts is about 10 minutes long. It's brief, but it's full of information that you need to have, because part of what is problematic in the United States today is most people don't know our history. And, for instance, until this year, I would imagine that most Americans had never heard a thing, nothing, about the horrors in Tulsa in 1921, in May of 1921, that we just commemorated. In fact, President Biden is there in Tulsa, Oklahoma today. Up to 300 people were slaughtered, were butchered. It is the worst, bloodiest, racist incident in the whole history of the country. And I'm proud of the fact, frankly, I've spoken to you about it before. I spoke about it 20 years ago on this radio show. And the Greenwood riots that basically destroyed one of the most prosperous black neighborhoods in the whole country. And it was a black neighborhood that had recently been put up in a very rapidly growing city. One of the things that's fascinating about this whole story is that Tulsa, between 1910 and 1930, went from a city of 18,000 to a city of 140,000. So it was not just the black neighborhood of Greenwood that was growing, it was the whole town. And the level of brutality of using turpentine bombs to destroy buildings and to kill people. And when you talk about 300 people killed because they happen to be black, many of them, veterans of World War I, which had ended just 3 years before. In any event, that was not known about until we went back and revisited it. But people still have incredibly poor concept of American history. There's a story in the New York Post about a new YouGov poll where they ask people the question, do you think the United States made a mistake sending troops to fight in the following wars? Do you think the United States made a mistake sending troops to fight in World War I? And actually, in that one, that's an argument. I mean, in one of our history programs that we have available at the MedVet History Store is World War I, the Great War, or America's greatest mistake. And you can make that argument, but there, 62% of Americans said, no, it wasn't a mistake. 17% and close to 48% thought that either they didn't know, because people know nothing about World War One, or they thought it was a mistake. But the way the article appears by Ben Cost, he says, in the realm of global conflicts, of World War II is often viewed as the quintessential battle between good and evil. Nevertheless, a whopping one-third of Americans either believe that it was a mistake or remain unsure about the U.S. government's involvement in the so-called Good War, according to a new poll by the British publication The Economist and YouGov. The study, which was conducted in honor of Memorial Day, asked 1,500 Americans whether it was a mistake for the U.S. to participate in wars from World War I all the way to Iraq. To ensure accurate representation, the sample was weighted according to gender, age, race, education, 2016 presidential vote, registration status, geographic region, and other designations per the site. Now, what that means when it says it's weighted, it means that they don't just take the first person who picks up the phone. They actually, if America, for instance, at large is 13% African-American, 13% black, 13%, they're saying, of the people who participated in this poll were black. And they would have 17% who would be identifying as Latino. The poll found that a whopping 18% of participants were unsure if Uncle Sam should have participated in World War II, in which President Franklin Delano Roosevelt deployed troops to fight the Nazis and the Japanese Empire in 1941. Okay, that's a little bit misleading, and it indicates why it is that people may have those doubts. Franklin Roosevelt didn't deploy troops to fight the Nazis. He deployed troops to defend America after Germany declared war on us. This is one of those things that drives me crazy that Americans need to know. The Japanese declared war on us by attacking us and killing 3,000 Americans, the same as September 11th, when they attacked Pearl Harbor. And President Roosevelt was asked about whether we should immediately declare war on Japan's ally, Germany. He said no. We didn't declare war until 3 days later. After Germany had declared war on us, Hitler gave a long speech to the Reichstag and explained why he was declaring war on America. And by the way, one of the reasons he wanted to declare war on America because he thought that Roosevelt was a Mason. Well, he was at one point a Mason. Okay, on average, 60% of participants ages 18 to 29 said it was the correct choice to join the fight, while only 49% of people ages 30 to 44 agreed. Republicans were the bigger proponents of U.S. involvement in World War II, with 77% backing our decision, compared to just 63% of Democrats. Similarly, 74% of men agreed with our injecting U.S. troops into Germany. See, we didn't inject U.S. troops into Germany. We didn't. It was only the very, very end of the war that we crossed the German border, which, by the way, never happened in World War I. At no point during the entire story of World War I, 1914 to 1918, did Allied troops ever cross into Germany. Not because they didn't want to, but because the line, those famous trenches, was always in French territory, not in German territory. But the point over here is you cannot compare this. And again, it's not surprising that high numbers of people thought we made mistakes in Vietnam to make the decision to go to war against Vietnam. 48%, 26% thought we made a mistake to get in the Korean War, and then 36% to get involved with the Afghan War, which is staggering to me. A majority of people are either not sure or they think we made a mistake to get involved in Afghanistan and to actually go after Osama bin Laden and his training sites that were in Afghanistan, and to go after them successfully initially. And, of course, an overwhelming majority of people thought we either made a mistake or are not sure. A total of 68% thought it was a mistake to get involved in Iraq. But to compare World War II with that, the idea that this was a decision to inject American troops into somebody else's war, it became our war, and basically changing American public opinion virtually overnight when the Japanese attacked us. And the question I would make for those people who think it was a mistake for us to get involved is, what did they think that Roosevelt should have done differently? Said, okay, Japan, you've killed 3,000 Americans, you've destroyed much of our Navy. You want to sit down and talk about this? They actually were talking. They were negotiating at the time that the Pearl Harbor attack arrived. Look, one of the things that I regret about this entire poll is so much of our history now, the way it is being emphasized, the way it is being taught, particularly regarding racial matters, Native Americans, black people, and even to some extent questions about they didn't put the war with Mexico on that list. They didn't put the Civil War on that list. It was just recent wars. But Americans need to know that this country has never been perfect. We've never been free of mistakes. We've never been free of crimes. However, the difference that this country has made in all of these controversial wars has been phenomenal. Because, yes, if you talk Vietnam and Korea, they were part of ultimately winning a Cold War against the monstrous evil of a Soviet and Chinese communism. We can do better, and do, as this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.